This recording, India 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in Kerala, which is the most southwesterly point in India. It's a state that's not often talked about or thought about when you mention India as such. Most often when you mention India, you conjure up thoughts of dusty, dirty, crowded streets. And I don't blame people for thinking that, because that's the way India is portrayed in the media for most part. But if I could just help you reimagine what Kerala is really like. If you can think of, say, a sea of emerald green palm fronds, sea breezes, the smell of coconut oil, animal sounds, rain, sloping roofed bungalows, that's a glimpse of Kerala for you. The people of Kerala are called Malayalis. I don't know why. And the language they speak is Malayalam. Being from Kerala, I understand my native tongue, Malayalam, but I don't know how to read and write it. The national language of India, which every Indian is required to learn at school, is Hindi, and I can read and write and speak it to some extent. Most all Indians who receive a normal education would learn English as a second language, if not the first language, at school. So most Indians can understand English, though they might speak it differently and their accents would parallel their native tongue, which is the case with all people who speak English as a second language. Okay, let me first start with a greeting in Hindi, and usually bring your hands together and say Namaste. क्योंकि परमेश्वर ने संसार से ऐसा प्रेम रखा कि अपना इकलौता पुत्र दे दिया कि जो कोई उस पर विश्वास करे नष्ट न हो परंतु शाश्वत जीवन पाए. It translates as, for whosoever believes in the name of Jesus shall be saved.